Yes, two times that Yosef consoled his brothers. Once is in Vayigash, when he first revealed himself to them, and he said, V'ato al tayatsu, v'al yichar beinechem. Don't be depressed. Don't be angry. Ki mechartam asinina. Ki lemich yashlochani elokim lefnechem. Because this is all Hashgachas Hashem. And it's Latov. And then he goes on. Zeshna Samaro, Varakavarits, the old Kamen Shonim, Ashen Chorish Rikotzer, Ayestochen, Akim of Nechem Lassum, Akim Sheris Bars, Lachia, Fachem Lassleit, the Gedolo. Ziato. Lo Atem Shlachtam Osiena. Ki Ho Akim. Vayesimeni Lov Lepharo, Ulo Odom Lachol Beso, Umoshe Lachol Eres Mitzrayim. So, the most consoling words is Lo Atem Shlachtam Osiena, Ki Ho Akim. That this is all Hashgachas Hashem. Yeah, so how does it really console him? Because he's not saying it's true. It could be his Hashgacha, but they still wanted to harm him. So how does this console him? And then you have the next consolation is in Vayechi. In Perek Nun and Pasuk Tesvav. Vayirach Yosef Kimes Avim, Vayom Ruluyus Demainul Yosef, Vahoshev Yeshiv Lano Eskola Rosh Gamalno Aso. Vayitzavu Al Yosef Leymar, Avicho Tzivo Lef Neymar Zuleymar, Kosamul Yosef, Anasono Pesha Achecha Vachatasam, Ki Rog Malucha. Yata son of a fesha avde eloke avicho. Vayev Yosef vidabra melov. Vayelchu gamecha vayiplu lefan of emru hinenu lecho lavodim. Vayom alem Yosef al tiro. Yasachas alakim oni. Vaatem chashavtem alai ro. Alakim chashavu letova. Vaman asos vayom azel achyas amras. And then the pasuk goes on to say that he spoke to them more. And vayinachem osam vayidaber al libam, he spoke to them emotionally, and he was able to make them feel better. So the question is, what is one pasuk that doesn't make any sense? And that's in pasuk chaf, va'atam chashavtam alai ra. Why did he put that in? He should have left it out. Like the first time. He says, Yato lo atem shlachtam osiyeinu ki elokim. Instead of here he says, V'atem chashavtam alai ra. Why put that in? A monkey wrench in the whole formula. Yeah. And what does it mean? Kiyasachas olikimoni. What does that mean? Yeah. So the first one, you could say, what he was trying to do in the first one was, he was trying to just tell them that this is the plan of the Hashgacha. And therefore, that's the only thing that we should be concerned with. Don't be concerned with what you did. Be concerned with what the plan of the Ashgacha is. Because we have to operate according to that plan. So that's why it says, Lo atam shlachtam aseinu, kiel ikim. That your actions really don't mean anything. What means something is the Hashgachas Hashem. So therefore he tells him, Maru v'alu alavi. V'amartam elav, Koma ben chayosef, Shamayim l'kim l'odam l'chom Yisrael. V'doi le'al tamlod. So once you know, he knew the plan of the Hashgacha, so he says, now what we have to do, we have to implement it. In other words, over here, he's simply saying what has to be done rationally at this moment. At this moment, we can't look at what you did, because what you did doesn't amount to anything. What amounts to something is the Hashgachas Hashem, and we have to act in accordance with that Hashgacha. So that's Maru V'alu Alavi. That's the first solace. Now the second one is different, because in the second one they were disturbed emotionally. There they thought that Yosef is harboring hatred. So, this is the way he answered them. What he said was, there's such a thing in psychology as an affect. A-F-F-E-C-T. An affect is an emotional state that's produced in the person by an event. So, an ordinary person, when somebody wrongs him, it produces a certain affect, a certain emotional state, where he wants to strike back, take revenge. But a great person does not have that. He can experience the affect, but he deals with it and he gets rid of it and he overrules it. On the other hand, when God sets the Hashgacha in motion, it also creates an affect in the person. That's a different affect. It's an affect that he has a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he feels, Hodor Lashem, and Kiruv L'makom. That's in the affect that is created by a person recognizing the Hashgacha. So Yosef was saying to them that he said, Hasachas Olikim Ani. Am I in place of God? Do I implement justice in the world? That's not my job. That's not my business. So I definitely am not going to punish you because I'm acting on God's behalf. That would be usher. He is not a bezdin, and he has no right to do that. So, what he was saying was that for me to act harmfully to you can only be one of two reasons. One is because I want to implement God's justice, and two, because of an affect that you created in me, because you went against me, so therefore I have an affect in which my state of mind is revenge. So that's what he said to them. He said, am I in place of God? Do I implement justice? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job. I realize that you wanted to do harm to me. But I don't have the effect of that. Because I'm on a higher level and I overcome it. But what I do have is the effect of the Ashgacha. That I have. So there's no way that I will try to harm you. That was his argument. And that's why he said, Atam chashavtam alai ra. I know that. They thought that maybe he's harboring a hatred and he's sweeping it under the carpet. So that's why he said, I know Atam chashavtam alai ra. I know that, and I know what that affect is, but I'm bigger than that. I'm able to overcome it. And on the contrary, the only affect that I have is the affect of the Ashgacha. Elokim chashev l'tova. That's the affect I have. So there is no way that I will ever harm you. So Atam Chashavtam Alai Ra was very important, because otherwise they wouldn't believe him. They think he really harbors hatred. And sooner or later he's going to take it out on us. So he made clear his position and the position of any great person. And that really assuaged them. That was the most powerful thing he could do. Yes, it's interesting. This question that I asked, why did he put in the pasuk? Why did he put in the statement? The Sifurno noticed it. The Sifurno said like this, Hine pulasem, it's on pasuk kaf. Hine pulasem, hoysa b'shgaga. Shechashavtem osi l'rodev. V'im hoya zeha emes. Hoya pulasem kedin. Yeah, it's a funny thing. When I saw this one, I saw that he noticed the kasha. But I didn't understand where he gets his answer from. Apulasam Oiso Bishgaga Shekhashaft Masil Rode Vimoyaza Ames Hoyapulaskam Kidin. Yeah, where does he get this from? It sounds like he's super adding it to the pasuk. And then I took a closer look at the psukim and I saw where he got it from. Because when they said to him that our father told us that you should go to Yosef and he will forgive you. So it says, Kosomul Yosef, Ono sono pesha achecho v'chatasom, ki rog malucha. So it says, ki rog malucha, because they did evil to you. So that's what he's saying here. That Yosef didn't say to them, atam gemaltam li ro. That's what he should have said. If he wanted to say they did bad to him, he should have said, Atam Gemaltam Lira, like they said. He says, Atam Chashavtam Lira, that you thought bad, not that you did bad. So that's where this is from a guy from. That why do you go to Machshava? Atam Chashavtam Lira, Elokim Chashava Tova. Because what he was saying was that this was a machshava l'ra, but well, he didn't do bad, and the machshava was because it was a mistake. But in the mistake, you were doing justice based on that premise. So the Sifurno got it from the fact that he changed from Gemalucha to Chashavta Malayra. That's a very sharp observation. So he switched it to the Machshava, which was the Din Torah. And he did that for a reason, because he wanted to tell them that you only thought bad, but you had a basis for it, and if that were right, you would be just. You'd be doing kedin. That's where it's funny got it from. There's one more interesting point, and that's from the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says that yeah, on Pasuk Yitzes. Vayomer Hagon Ki Asachas Elokimai Ki Ilu Ani B'Makom Elokim Shenefaltam Lefonai Patomra Nachtam Avadecha. In other words, he was saying to them, you're not acting rationally. You're making me into something bigger than I am. You're projecting onto me like a godness. So he shows them that you're not acting in line with reason. So that was really a nechama, that he showed them that this fear that you have is based on an emotion. And I'll show you that you're under a powerful emotion because you're acting towards me and God. So, according to the Ibn Ezra, that was a further nechama. By showing them that they're under the emotion of fear, show them that their suspicion is not reality. They're not thinking in reality. And that's why the suspicion is false. And you should listen to my words of Nechama. And don't go under the irrational emotion of fear. Okay, I want to add 2 points. 1 point Marshall made, which is very good, and that is that after you fully analyze the discussion between Yosef and his brothers, you see how much higher a level he was on than his brothers. And I think that answers another question that always bothered me. Rashi says that what provoked them, the fact that Yosef didn't invite them. When Yaakov died, he stopped inviting them to the Suda. So that's what got them scared. And I always wonder, why did he stop inviting them? After all, they were his brothers. I think the answer is from this analysis. And that is, you see that Yosef was far superior. He was in a different place than his brothers. So it doesn't really mean that he abruptly stopped, because that would be unkind. But it means that it's kind of petered out, because they were on two different levels. And they weren't his talmidim. And he didn't enjoy them so much. So it fell apart. That's why he stopped. There was little gain for him, because they were not on the same as a Madriga. Yeah, I just want to mention one last point, and that is that I think that all the pshatim are true. They're not mutually exclusive. Like the Sephorno's point is well taken, but nevertheless, we explain further why it was important to bring it up. And the same thing with the Ibn Ezra, that he showed them that they were irrational. The three pshatim, our pshat and the Sephorno and the Ibn Ezra, are not mutually exclusive. They're all correct. It was a very high level of discussion. And there are several ideas here. It wasn't just an ordinary conversation. It is amazing how you see the depth when you analyze it, of the discussion.